Thank you for joining us again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode number 66 entitled, Why Can't We Be Accountable? I was looking at a video and it was a magnificent breakdown of its title, Why Do Women Want the Men That Don't Want Them? Given by Pastor R.C. Blakes Jr. As I communed with the Lord, He spoke to my spirit that my comments are not popular because they are a truth that many prefer to just ignore. Several times they are highlighted in the video comment sections by the quote-unquote content creator, and that may be the only like that it will receive. Even when it is unintentional, people are okay with being pacified, told that it is not their fault. And at times it is true, but this can be a crutch, an enabler, allowing people to purposefully use it as a reason to hold others at fault, to create plausibility, particularly while reveling in a victim mentality. You've heard that term before, the devil made me do it. The enemy is crafty. But we give him too much power. No matter how cunning, saying, the devil made me do it, will not absolve us. This is because he cannot use physical force against anyone. It is written, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 of the Amplified Version. Now, I do fully believe that demonic power can manifest itself in the physical, as it has among the possessed even in the Bible. But no matter the reason, it is usually a direct phenomenon of opening the door to the entity or entities, inviting these beings in. Though many times we are truly not to blame for others' actions against us, we do not analyze our part in the situation or how to avoid this outcome again, giving power to those to continue to assault us time and again. This is one thing that I know to be true. God will warn you of impending threats, internal or external. This is why the book of Romans, written by Paul, who was not perfect, just as we are not, is almost solely focused on culpability. This is a man who not only murdered, but was responsible for authorizing the executions of innocent people of God. He had to process this guilt and move on from it, being able to forgive himself as Jesus forgave him, and know that he was sincerely pardoned by God. To become so effective, Paul had to face the harsh truths of what he had done. Notice that Paul suffered extensive persecution while carrying out his mission. He was well aware that you truly reap what you sow. But he persisted, steadfast in the righteousness of the Spirit. As people, we want to believe and hope that when we apologize, there should be no further consequences. This is not godly. Throughout his word, there have been consequences of disobedience. Moses was unable to enter the promised land. David lost his unborn son. These are just two examples. As a loving father, God chastises us. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now I keep and honor your word with loving obedience. Psalm 119:67 of the Amplified Version. When Jesus came for Paul, then known as Saul, he was up front with Paul from the beginning. But the Lord said to him, who was Ananias, "Go, for this man is a deliberately chosen instrument of mine to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the sons of Israel. For I will make clear to him how much he must suffer and endure for my name's sake." Acts chapter 9, verses 15 through 16 of the Amplified Version. Paul knowingly stated, I press on towards the goal to win the heavenly prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Philippians 3:14 of the Amplified Version. Now suffering is not of God, but it is revealed through the nature of man in their rebellion. This is why it is written, "Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God." For temptation does not originate from God, but from our own flaws. For God cannot be tempted by what is evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each one is tempted when he is dragged away, enticed, and baited to commit sin by his own worldly desire, lust, passion. This is James 1:13-14 of the Amplified Version. Notice that the devil is nowhere in there, but it does place stark emphasis on us as the transgressors. This is why we must be careful in how we treat our spiritual, mental, emotional, and psychological health, because there will be no excuse. This is particularly true of those who lead people astray. Healing starts with God. Without Him, we remain spiritually blind. We easily forget why a 7-day trip took the Israelites 40 years. This is how the Spirit likened it to me. I love paranormal movies, and one day as I watched one, it became clear to me that when you see those who attempt to leave that demonic area, they cannot find the exit. Even if it is right in front of their eyes, they can't escape. Why? Because they are in spiritual darkness, stagnant, dead. The latter is a synonym for stagnant. Are you getting this? This is why people choose to ask, why would a loving God ... This is why projection and displacement are so prevalent among men. Although brief, here are two toxic coping mechanisms that are commonplace. Projection is a mental process by which people attribute to others what is in their minds. In other words, you see something in yourself that you don't like or understand, knowing that it is unacceptable in someone or something else, usually described as defensive projection. A clear example is when a cheater accuses their partner of the same act. Displacement, another defense mechanism, is when a person directs an emotional reaction from the rightful recipient unto another person or object. How often do you see the dependable employee being made an example of when cowardly or complacent supervisors or managers refuse to deal with the ones that create the negative milieus and toxic work environments? These issues stem from a lack of answerability. This is why it is written, and I will reiterate, that we work out one's own salvation with fear and trembling. Let me confirm before I end this, the pervasiveness. With this last scripture, for all that is in the world, the lusts and sensual cravings of the flesh, and the lust and longing of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, pretentious confidence in one's resources or in the stability of earthly things. These do not come from the Father, but are from the world. 1 John 2:16 of the Amplified Version. Again, the devil is nowhere in this, because even though he is the prince of the power of this world, everything that is and was and is to come belongs to God. Even the devil is in subjection to God. Always coming from a place of love and truth, thank you for joining us again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you.